This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the National Awards for the Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering at the event, the President said that the winners of this award are emerging as role models for society. The President added that this award will help in motivating and strengthening persons with disabilities across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the successful implementation of three transformative new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam in Chandigarh today. These new laws, which were implemented nationwide on the 1st of July this year, aim to make the country's legal system more transparent, efficient and adaptable to the needs of the contemporary society. The theme of the program is Secure Society, Developed India, From Punishment to Justice. The program will demonstrate the practical application of these laws, demonstrating how they are already reshaping the criminal justice landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin regarding the flood situation in the state. According to the sources, the Prime Minister showed all possible help and support to the state. INDIA bloc MPs today staged a protest at the Parliament House complex over the issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi of Congress, Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party, N.K. Premachandran of RSP, Meesa Bharti of RJD, and others took part in the protest. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor alleged that the members are protesting over the policies of the Modi government, which are anti-farmer and promote crony capitalism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the country's first president, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister remarked that as the chairman of the Constituent Assembly, Dr. Prasad made an invaluable contribution in laying a strong foundation of the Indian democracy. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed this morning in an ongoing anti-terrorist operation in the Dachigam forest on the outskirts of Srinagar. Earlier, the security forces had launched the operation in the area based on intelligence input about the presence of terrorists late last night. An army spokesperson said the operation is ongoing in the forests and the area has been completely cordoned off. Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, will arrive in New Delhi tonight on a two-day visit to India. He will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Mr. Al-Yahya will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav highlighted India's comprehensive approach to combating land degradation and desertification at the COP16 of the UN Convention to Combat Desertification in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. During the ministerial dialogue on drought resilience, Mr. Yadav outlined India's shift from reactive drought responses to proactive, sustainable strategies centered on preparedness and prevention. In his address, the minister reiterated India's commitment to restoring 26 million hectares of degraded land by 2030, a pledge made during India's presidency of COP14. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved the country's budget for 2025, which includes record-breaking spending on military needs amid Moscow's ongoing assault against Ukraine. The budget allocates about $126 billion to national defense, which reportedly amounts to 32.5% of the total government spending. This is about $28 billion higher than the previous record set this year, reportedly over 6% of Russia's total gross domestic product. The IMD has issued a yellow alert for next 2 days for certain districts of Konkan and Madhya Maharashtra. It has predicted light to moderate rain in several parts of the state over the next 3 days. This change comes as the state is currently experiencing a drop in temperature due to Cyclone Fanjul. And that is the end of this news bulletin.